says, well, will you go with me? Can you go with me? And you say, well, you're not sure whether you can or not. You mm-hmm. say,
I'm not certain for that.
But you think there's a possibility that you might go, so you might say,
I may go.
Or, well, of course, that implies that perhaps you will go, but whether you are, they say, well, can you go? And you say, well,
I guess so.
Or using the word can. Or not necessarily the word can, but just to show that possibly you will be able to go and possibly you won't be able to go, but more probably you will be able to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will probably go with you.
Well, let's see now, just a few things with numbers here, and then I think how do you say the well, why don't you count from say 1 to 10, just sort of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And if it's noon, it's what o'clock? What time?
12.
And then an unlucky number is
13.
And then after 13, what's the number?
14.
Now, would you count? Well, let's see, let's not do it that way. What's twice 10?
20.
And then, seven added to that.
27.
Now, would you start with 20 and count by 10?
20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,
90, 100.
Must be in school.
That's just that idea. Now, suppose you say, well, this man, well, Columbus was the what? Man to come
discovered America.
Yeah, but he was the
first man. Is that what you mean? First person to discover America.
Use the word. Use that phrase and just say it right. So just say that phrase again.
Columbus was the first person to come to America.
What comes after 43?
44.
And what is written with a 1 and a comma and 3 zeros? What number is that?
1,000, you mean?
Start with the first man and say